This is KUT. Austin Mayor Steve Adler has set a goal to end veteran homelessness in the city by Veterans Day. This year, that's November 11th. Some local news reports have said Adler has had to push back that date. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the mayor says he's sticking to his deadline.
As Adler describes it, reaching his goal of getting homes for every homeless veteran is best told in a series of problems and solutions. The first problem, Austin's competitive rental scene.
It's a landlord's market. A unit becomes available, and landlords are immediately being contacted by several tenants or prospective tenants.
And that pushes rent prices up. The city's solution for that is housing vouchers, which offset the cost of rent for veterans. But as Adler says, this bandage can only cover so much of the wound.
There's a price cap on what the voucher will provide. So we created the risk fund.
The risk fund. It's a pool of money used to help bridge the gap between the voucher allotment and the actual monthly rent. The goal was to raise $150,000. To date, there's roughly $170,000 in the risk fund. Not bad. But I still had to ask.
And does it look like the next 4 weeks is going to, require a big push to reach this goal?
The next 4 weeks are going to require a big push.
Adler says despite making funding available, too few landlords are willing to rent to veterans needing financial assistance. Landlords who are interested in renting to homeless veterans are encouraged to call the mayor's office. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.